With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Former Governor John Hickenlooper was in Aspen yesterday afternoon and stopped by our studios for an interview. After dropping out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, he's now a Democratic candidate for a U.S. Senate seat. He recalled a conversation with former U.S. Senator Tim Worth, who helped talk him into launching a Senate campaign.
He ripped me up one side and down the other. He said, you know, most of us go through life hoping at some point we'll have a chance to actually do something that matters, that might actually nudge history. And you're going to be one of three or four people that might actually give us the Senate, right? And take Mitch McConnell out of the majority leader chair.
You can listen to the full interview with John Hickenlooper on our website at aspenpublicradio.org. LGBTQ advocacy group Aspen Out is sponsoring two films at this week's Aspen Film Fest. Kristen Kay reports, one documentary looks at transgender civil rights through the stories of four high school athletes.
In Michael Barnett's Changing the Game, the students have to negotiate inconsistent laws and regulations when it comes to transgendered athletes competing. Sometimes spectators yell slurs from the stands. Aspen Film Executive Director Susan Rubel says the film highlights the challenges these students face.
You know, your heart just breaks for some of these kids who all they want to do is compete.
The film also kicks off the Alliance film series later this year. That's aimed at area teens, tweens, and their families and features LGBTQ stories. Changing the Game screens Thursday at the ISIS in Aspen. A special screening aimed at local students will be held Saturday at Carbondale's Crystal Theater. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Aspen City Council's proposal to ban guns in city-owned buildings was characterized by members of the public Monday as laughable and silly. The Post-Independent reports just over a half dozen people spoke during public comment, telling council to not pass the new law, which elected officials passed on the first reading. The Aspen ordinance was introduced after council members heard from some city staffers who said they want to feel safe in their workplace. And with increased gun violence around the United States, council members are concerned for the personal safety of visitors, guests, and employees. Council will consider the ordinance again on second reading October 8th. Alarmed by violence shown in trailers for the upcoming movie Joker, some survivors of the 2012 Aurora movie theater shooting are asking distributor Warner Brothers to support gun control legislation. 12 people were killed during a midnight showing of the Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises, also distributed by Warner Brothers. 5 Aurora survivors sent a letter to Warner yesterday asking the studio to lobby Congress for gun control, support survivor programs, and end any contributions to politicians backed by the National Rifle Association. Warner issued a statement later saying it has always supported victims of gun violence and calling on policymakers to enact bipartisan legislation to address what it called an epidemic. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.